Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Erod. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Joost reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Busby trying to get to third. Zernial throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Busby for the out. Two outs. Joe Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Murray and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Girard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girard is hit by the pitch. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Girard moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Girard moves to third. Gumpert moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Girard scores. Gumpert moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Dillinger moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Murray and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Joe Girard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girard is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Girard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Girard reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Zerilla moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scheib moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scheib moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Girard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Girard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Scheib, and towards Joost, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Scheib covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Minoso for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark pinch hits for Ray Murray. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheib hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Busby bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Girard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Girard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Joe Tipton. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Kline pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Lou Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.